Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Cook and Joe Show. Welcome back. We're at Mineo's Pizza House in Squirrel Hill, part of the Recover Squirrel Hill event here. Raising funds for the victims funds and the police, Pittsburgh Police Injured Officers Fund here in the wake of the Tree of Life tragedy. A lot going on. Tons of people here. Jay Caulfield just walked in. He's going to join us in the next hour. But in the meantime, our friend Bob Grove is on the line, 93.7 The Fan, hockey columnist. Grover, how are you?
I'm great, guys. Great to be on with you.
Appreciate it. Big news of the day. Jim Rutherford signs a 3-year contract extension that'll take him into his early 70s, Grover. And as I said, that'll give him plenty of time to fix this team. So first, your reaction to the extension, and then what would be your first move if you were Jim Rutherford to get things going with this club?
Well, my reaction to the extension is I'm not surprised. I mean, look at his track record, right? He's had 4 full seasons as general manager of the Penguins. He's won 2 Stanley Cups. He's done a tremendous job, and he has a big challenge on his hands. You know, when he gets done with this contract extension, he'll have been GM for 8 years. That matches Ray Shearer for his tenure. So if you think about that, pretty impressive. And so what do you do to fix it? Wow. I mean, I think we all know he's ready to, seems like he's already ready to do something fairly significant. He needs to find better, more consistent offensive production. So we all know defensively, they're a team with challenges, especially when a guy like Justin Schultz is out. So that said, they're down to 7 defensemen, and I don't see how you can deal defensemen unless you're getting one back, and then it becomes a bigger deal because right now they got to start scoring goals more consistently than they have. And I'm just not seeing the night in, night out feeling that the Crosby line is going to really hurt you unless it's Sid himself. Frankly, and it just isn't working out for me with Shea and Kessel. And we saw the lines all get mixed up again later in the game. In fact, we saw Kessel, Sid, and Gino all together late. So there's been so much mixing and matching. I think right now he just needs to get Kessel and Malkin back together. He needs to get Gensel and Crosby back together and figure out what the rest of your bottom six looks like. And that's probably the area where they maybe need to make a deal.
Bob, he talked about yesterday, after the game last night, too much side-to-side play instead of getting the puck on the net. He said not enough blue paint goals. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's all. And let's face it, you talk about consistency. That's one area this team is consistent, is they don't generally do a lot of that. And this year it seems maybe a little worse than it's been. Because as I said, they led the league in shots on goal the last 3 seasons. So and during the last couple of seasons, we've heard Sullivan say the same thing. They had stretches where he didn't think they were getting enough pucks to the net. But even so, they were still leading the league in shots. Well, that's no longer true. And their forechecking game has come down a level. It's not been there as much as it's been in the past. And that's hurt their ability to just get pucks to the net. But I would agree. Look, when it isn't working to go east-west, then you better try something different. And I'm sure he's been preaching that, but it's not coming through to them. And I will go back to the same thing I've been saying, though. There's been so many line combinations, I think it's too many. And I think when you want guys to gel and sort of know what the other guy's going to do, I think you need more consistency. I saw that last night, with Tang and Jack Johnson. I think they had a miscommunication that led directly to a goal. That's the kind of thing that can happen when you're mixing and matching guys all the time.
Bob, what did you think of Casey DeSmith last night? And my opinion is it's absolutely time to go back to Matt Murray to try to get him going. Do you agree?
Well, I'd be shocked if he doesn't play Thursday against Tampa. Just absolutely floored. Because now you have, a motivated goaltender coming back to play, arguably the best team in the East. So I think, he's got to start. DeSmith was fine except for the first goal. And that's something that's plagued Matt Murray a bit. The first goal was just a bad mistake. I mean, he should have covered the puck, period, end of story. After that, he was fine, but that was a big goal in the game.
Talking to Bob Grove, 93.7 The Fan, hockey columnist. Penguins, what should we call you, Bob? I like to call you Professor Laureate. You accepting of that title?
Joe, I'm good with anything you want to call me, but I'm just a, you know, I'm just a, you know, a guy, you know, historian, a little bit of analyst, right? You know, I'm just a guy who's been following his team since I was a little kid, and you know, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do a little bit of media stuff around the team through my career. So, whatever you want to go by is good with me.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a little tidbit here. Ron, you got something in front of you?
Yeah, according to Bob McKenzie, a trade has been made. Rutherford, apparently when he met the media, said they have made a trade. He can't say what it is yet. Bob McKenzie reporting the trade call hasn't happened. The sense is this one could be quite complicated from a financial salary cap point of view. Uh-oh. Stay tuned, Grover.
Who are you guessing?
Yeah. No, well, look, who has value for the Penguins? I mean, so what are the trading partners? I would assume, number one, if he's going to make some kind of a bigger deal, it's going to be with somebody in the West. We all know the Kings are desperate. Their season's already sinking. Would the Kings be ready to sort of kind of tear things up or try to make some different go at it? You know, there's a guy in the Kings I've always think would fit in Pittsburgh, Jake Muzzin, but, you know, as a defenseman, I don't know. What exactly he needs a forward. In my book, he's got three, you know, who has value on the Penguins? Broussard has some value, but like Hagelin and Sheahan, they have a little bit of value, but all three of them are unrestricted free agents, so you're limited in who's gonna go out and trade you for that kind of guy. It's not a rebuilding team, because you can get the guy for free in the summer. So who would you be willing to part with that has some value? I think Ole Matt is one of those guys, but again, you're already down to 7D because of the injury to Schultz. So if you're moving him, you got to get somebody back in the deal unless you're ready to move one of your guys in Wilkes-Barre up to be your 7 and you feel confident about that, whether it's Churchman or whoever it would be, or Trotman or whatever they're thinking. So with Jim and his reputation, you just never, ever know. And it wouldn't, you know, the fact that it's complicated, well, that's not surprising. When you think about the Broussard deal, right? That wasn't, that's sort of his stock in trade.
That's unbelievable. He goes up there to talk about his new contract, and first thing that comes up is a trade has been made, but we can't tell you yet. Yeah, I would think you asked, who would you trade? Anybody but Sid, Gino, Kessel, Letang, and maybe Matt Murray. That's who I would trade. Bob, how about you?
Well, yeah, I mean, all those guys, yeah. But, I mean, look, a guy like Brian Dumoulin, I'm not ready to part with him. I just think he's a guy that I would keep. And, you know, if you lose Hornquist, you're losing a piece. You're losing a piece that does something that nobody else in your team does. So I don't, you know, it's again, who has value? If you're going to make some kind of a big shakeup, you've got to be moving somebody that you really don't want to move. So those are the people that jump out at me.
Sources, according to Darren Drager, let me make sure this is the legitimate Darren Drager, say Tanner Pearson is going to the Penguins. What would you make of that?
Well, so now we're on to the Kings. Okay, so this makes all the sense in the world that the Kings and the Penguins would get together if it's indeed true. And the Kings have been shopping Pearson. He's a bottom six guy. And so he's fine. I mean, you know, he can play that role. He's been struggling. He hasn't been putting up points. I don't know how many, you know, the Kings need points because they haven't been scoring goals for the most part the last couple of years. And they think back to his, you know, when they were winning and what Pearson was playing like and what he's playing like now. So that would help. But if that's the only piece you're getting – in a trade, that's not changing the landscape of your team, I don't think.
You don't? Because I look at Riley Sheahan right now. I look at their whole bottom six, Grover, and I see a guy 15 goals last year, 24 the year before that, 15. Right now he's got a Jack Johnson-like -9 rating and no goals. But recent pedigree, and he's only 26 years old, I would think it would be an upgrade in their bottom six.
Well, I didn't say it's not an upgrade. I'm saying that I just don't think it's a seismic move is all I'm saying. You know, that's all.
Let me ask you this. They're 7-6-3 now, I believe. Is it too soon to, like, push the panic button, if you will? I mean, I know he threatened last week he was going to do something significant. Is it a little too soon for that or not?
I don't think it's too soon, because I agreed with everything he said, Ron. And this is, to me, is one of those where, yeah, if you look at the standings, you say, look, okay, the sky is not falling, right? But you also say, I just have a feel, you know, and this is where his experience comes in. I just have a feel from being around the club and watching them that it's not working. The chemistry is not there. And, you know, we may be winning some games on the brilliance of stars, et cetera, but there are flaws and they don't look to me like they're being fixed. So I don't think it's time to panic, but I think I would get it if he says, I just have a feeling that this isn't going to work out, even if we give it a few more weeks. So let's just do it now.
All right, Grover, we appreciate the time. I know you got to run. So you would give it, obviously, depending on who else might be involved in this alleged deal, Tanner Pearson would be an upgrade, yes?
Yeah, if you're, let's see what the deal looks like. I mean, it's crazy to speculate until you know what's going on. And is it bigger than
that?
That's
what we do best around here, Grover. We have to speculate.
Well, you guys do. I know. But you do your look. He's been rumored to be on the block now for some time. So my question would be, is it bigger than just that? And if it's complicated, like somebody, one of the other sources said, then my guess is it is bigger than that. So let's see who they're giving up, and then we can say, you know, how we come down on a trade.
Jason Mackey sent out a tweet saying Daniel Sprong not a part of the deal from what he understands.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Guys, do you think there's much value? Would you trade for him right now?
Yes,
you know, man, he's got a lot of he's still an offensive player. He's just not getting a shot here with this team, right?
Well, what would you give up? I mean, the thing is, what would you give up for him? So he's not getting a shot, but I'd say he hasn't earned a shot. He had a chance in camp to have a good camp and say, yeah, I belong here, and he didn't do that. And then, you know, he didn't find a way to score some goals. I mean, he's just – even when he's had limited ice time, it's on his shoulders to find a way to make an impact. That's what a young player has to do. He hasn't done it. So, you know, if you're moving him, I don't think you're going to get very much. And I mean, sure, someone will take a flyer on him. That's moving him wouldn't be hard. I just don't think you'd get a lot back for him right now. You know, that's all.
Thank you, Grover. Great stuff as always. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks.
There he goes, Bob Grove.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.